Let's have a conversation, you and I, about getting in our own way. And this time, I'm taking my big fat finger and I'm going to point it right back at me. It's my turn. It's my turn because I have just been in this season of being in my own way. As the company's been growing and expanding, and we had such a stinking phenomenal first quarter, we are experiencing growing pains. And I think that has so many blessings inside of it. But at the same time, it's hard. It's hard to grow and not feel like you have everything figured out. And I've really gotten so clear on the fact that I'm uncomfortable in the middle. And as much as I preach to you guys about getting comfortable with discomfort, kettle black, you know, and it's just stinking hard. And so I had been struggling the past few months with being in the middle. It's been uncomfortable for me. It creates feelings of anxiety and a little bit of angst, I guess would be the word that I would put to it. And it's caused me to struggle a bit in my just capacity for peace. And so as I was struggling with all of this, there are three things that really helped me in the past couple of weeks put an end to me getting in my own way. And I just really wanted to have an open, vulnerable conversation with you guys today about that, because I'm pretty sure if I'm getting in my own way, you might be too. And if these three solutions that have helped me so greatly can help you, I want to pass that along. So grab a notebook and pen. Let's go.
Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it.
Hey, Steph, it's Brittany Poppy from the Does God Forgive Abortion podcast, and I just had to come and give you a sincere thank you. I never could have launched my podcast without you, and I'm halfway through Podcast to Profit right now, and I am seeing incredible growth from my podcast. I am consistently growing in my super fan number every single month, and I am getting ready to launch my coaching program for women who are struggling with shame and guilt. And I'm just so thankful, because I never would be able to do this without what you have taught me in Podcast to Profit. I cannot wait to see what the last half of P2P will have. And I just want to thank you so much for believing in me and for teaching me what I need to go out and be a disciple for Jesus. Thank you, Steph.
Sweet Brittany. Girl, I'm so proud of you. And I hope that you guys really heard what she said. I am growing every single month, and I now know what to do. I'm about to launch my group coaching program. If those are words that you want to have coming out of your mouth, I invite you to come and check out Podcast to Profit, which is my 6-month group coaching mastermind program for podcasters. And don't worry, if you don't have a show, go ahead and apply, and we will have a special offer for you to get podcast Pro University at a ridiculous offer, and then get your podcast launched so you can get into the program. So no matter where you are, if you know that you need accountability, support, bi-weekly coaching with me, office hours with my incredible team of coaches, a community, and the steps, what do I do to build a profitable show? Podcast2ProfitMastermind.com, podcast2ProfitMastermind.com, come and apply. All right, let's dive into today's topic. Let's begin with the question, are you in your own way? For me, how do I know I was in my own way? I was making excuses about why I had to get back to work, why I needed to finish this thing, why everything felt big and hard, and why there was this never-ending backlog of things to do. It's that, right? It's the leaning into the hustle. It's leaning into the strive. It's making excuses over why all the soul things, the fleshly things are more important than the spiritual things is one of my big red flags that I'm in my own way. The other reason that I often, that I can note or notice that I'm in my own way is that I don't feel at peace in some area in my life. And so for me, it's like, if God is not a God of confusion and he is not a God of fear, if I'm confused and in a state of fear, in a state of striving, it's typically self-created. And so I have to be able to stop and take a look at why or what narrative that I have created for myself and why I'm leaning into it. But it's really hard sometimes to get out of, first of all, to recognize I'm in my own way, but secondly, to get out of your own way. And so as I find myself here, I'll be honest with you guys, definitely a couple times a year, if not once a quarter. But like, this is me. Like, I have a super healthy mindset. I'm very focused on my priorities. I have insane boundaries. I'm very disciplined. I'm super self-motivated. I have a team of, like, I have all the pieces in place and I still get in my own way. Like, you're not alone in this. And so know that no matter who you are, this is going to happen where we become our own lid. We become the roadblock to the next level of success. We become the negative thought that might block us from saying yes or from taking that next right step. We become the overanalysis paralysis. It's these little roadblocks that we allow to control us or to derail us. But here's the beautiful truth in all of that is that A, it's going to happen, and B, it's okay. Because C, we have a solution to get out of it. We just have to be able to first identify it. So if you've been nodding your head to any of the things I've said, you might be in your own way. So how did I, once I recognized, oh shoot, I'm in my own way again, how did I go from that to this business that I'm running, this life that I'm leading? It can be easy and simple. Doesn't mean hard things don't happen to me. They do. It doesn't mean that life doesn't get sticky. It doesn't mean that I never get in a disagreement with someone in my life. Like, all of, I'm a human. We live in a fallen world, okay? Like, but when we really take that 10,000 foot view down, life feels pretty peaceful. It feels like I'm in flow. I'm in flow. As I face a setback or a problem, I look at it as opportunity to grow, not as something that's going to take me out. So it's perspective shifting, and it's having that flow mindset of like, I'm going to float right through this thing that may have derailed me in the past, and I'm going to recognize it. I'm going to take it in stride, and I'm going to be able to handle it, okay? So that's how we want to handle everything in our life, because the reality is that we are just being refined by the fire, and all of this is simply the next right step in the big picture of where we're truly going, which is eternity with Christ. And so how do we just take the next day and live heaven on earth to the best of our capacity? Which brings me to number one. So the very first thing that helped me to stop getting in my own way was I had to reframe from small problem to big picture. So write this on your paper. Number one, reframe from small problem to big picture. Let's use an example. We have a bunch of things happening within our team right now. We are offboarding a bunch of interns and onboarding a bunch of other interns. We have some other positions that are shifting around, and we have a lot of in the middle, okay? And as we have identified, as I shared with you in the beginning, sometimes the middle's uncomfortable for me, and I'm working on that. And I actually, this is going to be a point that I speak to in a minute here, but what I have to do is go from, we have, you know, 8 positions that we need to build the job and the SOPs and the tutorials for. And like, we have so much to do before everybody's here. And like, we have so many pieces to plug into place. That's small problem vision. Okay. That does absolutely nothing for building a kingdom company. That is being small minded, small problem focused. So I'm going to shift that to, I'm so excited. I have 8 positions that I get to create and optimize. This is so incredible. What an opportunity to create more space in this company for people to grow and to create more opportunity for people to learn how to create a kingdom business. Like, putting these pieces together is a gift. Do you see how we go from the negative to the positive? So anytime you feel, so for me, when I'm feeling that anxiety creep up around like so much to do, like, what's the negative story that we're telling ourselves around that particular thing that we face? And how do we reframe that into the big picture positive? So your homework and my homework is to take anything that comes in. Let's use today as a actual, like, what do I tangibly do with this stuff? What is one thing that comes in today that you're telling yourself is a small problem and you're in the negative about it? Take it, write it on a sheet of paper, and then reframe it into big picture positive. For example, I don't fit in my pants. I feel fat. I'm going to go on a diet for the next 500 years, but I have to go through, like, all of that, right? That would be small problem. How do we reframe that into big picture positive? We say, I'm so excited that today gets to be the first day of the rest of my life to be healthy. I'm so grateful. I'm going to go shopping and buy some exciting, healthy, organic new food and meal prep it so that I'm hooked up all week and I don't have to struggle with what to eat, right? It's like, we are where we are. So let's stop spiraling and obsessing over all the little things that feel wrong or we haven't done right, if it don't, aren't aligned, or like we don't have clarity. And let's go, I'm sitting here right now. What is opportunity? What are big picture positives that can come from this? Write them on that paper every single day. And before long, you're going to train your brain and train your subconscious to look at things in a new light. So this is something I'm actively working on in my own life. And I'm verbally speaking out loud to myself when I catch myself in any type of small problem, that big picture positive. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, the second thing that really helped me stop getting in my own way is I got back in the Word. Guys, I have talked to you so many times about the importance of a morning routine, and I've shared with you guys on multiple episodes how I get up in the morning and I spend an hour with God. That has been something that I have been doing for years and years, but like probably a lot of you, I fall off. And what this year has been one of those years. Here we are, it's April. And I would say the past couple months, it's like once a week if I'm lucky. And when I really asked myself, why do I feel this pressure to achieve again? Why do I feel like I have to hurry and finish all these things that really don't have to be done urgently? The company's doing great. We have made more revenue in this quarter than we've ever made in any quarter ever before. We have incredible people on the team. Sure, we have transition happening, but like, that's great. Everything's great, right? Like, this pressure is self-induced. And so when I looked at what the difference is as to what I was doing before, when I was feeling more peaceful in my business, I was in the Word. It's truly that simple. Like, we forget the simplicity of feeding the spiritual piece of ourselves, right? Because we have spirit, soul, and body. And body, like, locked and loaded. I work out multiple times a week. I eat super clean. Like, that's great. Soul, constantly feeding soul. Love to work. You know, like to keep my home clean. Like, whatever those little things are that I like to do that make soul happy. But then when we think of spiritual, I got to sit in the Word. I need to open the Bible. I need to touch the pages. I pray all day, but like getting into the Word and up-leveling spiritually is so critically important for me to have a renewed mind as I go into my day. Before I speak to my kids and my husband and my team and I record an episode for you guys, like, did I get in the Word? If I didn't get in the Word, I am not going to probably be in the highest frame of mind that I could be. And I think that's just so important for us as kingdom entrepreneurs to be coming from a position of spiritual fullness. So get back. Number two, get back in the Word, or get in the Word more. And that's just an important one for me that I truly think it's non-negotiable. Now, last but not least, number three is that, and this is probably the biggest one, the number one way that I stopped getting in my own way, interestingly, has nothing to do with me. It's that I have coaches and mentors in my life. So funny enough, with the spiritual one, getting back in the Word, I've been meeting with a spiritual growth mentor for 2-3 years now. You know, and every time I think like, oh, I don't need any more time with her, we have another breakthrough. And I've had, this has been controversial for me before, where people are like mean to me about it. Like, oh, you should never pay somebody to help you in spiritual growth. I don't agree with that. I think that each person has things that they need in their life in different times of their life. And that if God blesses that for you and you've prayed and he opens a door for you and you feel fruit on that and it aligns scripturally for you, if you look to the Bible, because honestly, like every decision you make is between you and God. And the Bible has 100% truth for you in it. Like that's where your answers are. It's not what somebody says or somebody's judgment of you. And, you know, it's just something that I have seen such exponential growth in my own life and such fruit on being able to talk through things with somebody from a biblical perspective and pray with someone and have somebody push me to do things that, you know, I don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to maybe say kind things to myself, or I don't want to have that prayer in particular. I want to avoid that one, right? Like, there's always pockets of our lives that we are coveting and that we are hiding from God. And sometimes it just takes someone to help. Like, if that's not for you, it's fine. But it's been so important for me in this phase of my life to have help in different pockets, right? With different mentors and different coaches. And I've had coaches and mentors in every area of my life before. And I personally have had fruit on all of it. I don't see why we would have a coach in our business, but think that we aren't allowed to have a health coach or we aren't allowed to have a spiritual growth coach. Like, I'm not here for that. But again, like, that's literally personal preference. I'm not pushing that on anybody. I'm just saying for me, that was something super important because she challenged me and said, why are you not in the Word? Like, what's happening? And I could hear myself making the excuses. Well, you know, I just wanted to sleep in. Like, we had live launch. I was tired. And like, okay, like all of that is super valid. But at the end of the day, and this is her, right, saying like, at the end of the day, if you know that you, like God is impressing on your heart to get up and sit with him, and that time and space is so critically important for the way that you operate in your life, feeling that ease, feeling that peace, like, why are you not making that a priority? Like, she's just willing to ask me the hard questions in order to like, knock me around a bit. Like, I needed it. I needed to hear somebody else turn the mirror around and show me the excuses that I was making around this really critically important area of my life. And so getting back in the Word, I've noticed 100%, like 180 or 360, whichever, on getting out of my own way. Because when I'm in the Word, I hear in the Word every morning some type of nugget, some type of important directional word from God. Like, God is the Word, right? And so he's literally speaking to me from scripture, helping me prepare for what's coming that day. And so this mentor and coach has been pivotal for me in that. So I think it's so important. Like, what is the thing that you are in? Where is the area that you're in your own way? Invest in yourself. And there's been many times where I couldn't afford to invest in myself back when, in the beginning, when I was getting coaches in different areas of my life. And because I did it, the fruit was on that, whether financial or whether the breakthrough in this thing or whatever it was. Like, if it's God's will, there will be a way. And the other one for me has been in the business. Like, as we've expanded and grown, there are different levels in which you need additional help and you need additional coaching. You only know what to do when you've done it. And so as we up level in our company, there's new levels of growth available. And I believe that God positions different coaches and mentors in my life based on where we need help. And he's done that. And one of the big places that we're focusing right now is really finalizing the operational side of the company. And so having a coach in that area has helped me recognize that, because that's not my strength. It's not my skill set to be organized operationally. Like, I can take big, massive action and like basically muscle my way through and be successful. But once you start leading a dozen plus people in an organization, like, you can't muscle your way through stuff anymore. You have to realize, and this is what happened. This coach said, like, Stephanie, when you make a decision, you are impacting your entire company. All of these people are working together on multiple different processes. And as you make a change, all of these little links get broken. And so you can't just muscle your way, like you can't be a bulldozer anymore, basically. Like you have to be very mindful about big decisions that you're, big directional decisions that you're making. And hearing that helped me so much understand, like getting in my own way was pushing forward on stuff that's like a sounds good instead of waiting and pausing and recognizing that we don't have to do everything yesterday, that it's okay to sit in the middle and in the one day we will, and in the, which is again, something I preach to all of you guys so often. And so I think God shows me this every once in a while to remind me of like the temptation to lean into new and shiny and to push forward into like pressure and hustle and striving. And I'm just sitting here again, humbled in his truth that he is my shepherd. I have everything I need. And I'm going to sit here in his peacefulness. I'm going to sit here as he leads, and I'm going to take the next right step at a time. And that allows me to free the pressure and the burden of I have to do everything yesterday, or the bearing the weight of figuring out all the hows. Anyway, I know that you guys know what I'm saying. So that third thing for me is I had coaches and mentors that led me and helped me get through all the things that I'm struggling with. And I will, again, like right now in my life, today, I have an operational business coach, I have a spiritual growth coach, and I have a health coach. And I've had these coaches in my life for years. I'm part of two masterminds. I'm part of a private peer-led mastermind. I'm part of a higher level mastermind. I am going to a speaker mastermind. Like, guys, I'm constantly growing and investing in myself in one way or another. And I have been doing it even before I could afford it and validate it, which is what has led me to now being able to afford it. Because I hear that so often, like, oh, I can't afford it. I'm going to bootstrap this thing together. I'm going to duct tape it together. Okay, but like, how long have you been doing that? That's being in your own way. And I'm super guilty of that. I did that for years. And so the three things that helped me stop getting in my own way, I feel so free in the past couple of weeks compared to how the whole beginning of this year felt. Number one, reframing from small problem to big picture. Number two, getting back in the word daily, every morning. Oh, well, if I'm late to my work block, you know, oh, well, if I'm a little tired, get up, do the work, right? And number three is I have coaches and mentors in the areas of my life that need it. Unapologetically, I'm there. And don't let anyone tell you what is right or wrong for you. It is between you and God. I really believe in that because there was so much shaming that happened to me in my life around having someone help me in a certain area of my life, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. And I'm just not here for that. I think that the help that you've been praying for is available for you, and God will lead you to that right answer for you. So if that blesses anybody today, I hope it does. So it's your turn. I want you to journal right now over the number one area or the number one thing you are doing to be in your own way. I want you to write that down right now. And then I want you to circle one of the three solutions I've laid out for you right now. And then I want you to take action. Is it to get a coach? Is it to get a mentor in that area? Is it to get back in the word? Is it to reframe this lie that you're just speaking over your life over and over again and stop saying it to yourself and go from small problem to big picture? Which one is it? Circle it and then get it done. Commit, be disciplined, take action, do the hard thing. Because I promise you, you'll never get out of your own way if you just keep standing still. I pray this blessed you. I'll see you next week. God bless.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.